to communicate the disposition expressed by God in each age in a concrete way. When language that is appropriate and carries the significance of that age, having experienced God's work of the last days, can you describe God's righteous disposition in detail? Can you testify about God's disposition clearly and accurately? Help me tell of what you've seen, what you have experienced, to those pitiable, poor, and devout religious believers who hunger and thirst for righteousness and are waiting for you to shepherd them. What kind of people are waiting for you to shepherd them? Can you imagine? Are you aware of the burden on your shoulders? Your commission and your responsibility. Where is your sense of historic mission? How will you serve properly as a master of the next age? You have a strong sense of being a master. How should the master of all things be explained? Is it really the master of all living creatures and of all physical things in the world? What plans do you progress of the next phase of the work? How many people are waiting for you to shepherd them? Is your task a heavy one? They are poor, pitiable, blind, and at a loss, wailing in the darkness. Where is the way? How they yearn for the light, like a shooting star, to suddenly descend and dispel the forces of darkness that have oppressed man for so many years. They anxiously hope and pine day and night for it. Who can know this completely? Even on a day when the light flashes past, these deeply suffering people remain imprisoned in a dark dungeon without hope of release. When will they weep no longer? Terrible is the misfortune of these fragile spirits who have never been granted rest. And long have they been kept bound in this state by merciless bonds and frozen history. And who has heard the sound of their wailing? Who has seen their miserable state? Has it ever to you how grieved and anxious God's heart is? How can you bear to see innocent mankind, whom he created with his own hands, suffering such torment? Human beings, after all, are the victims who have been poisoned. And although man has survived to this day, who would have known that mankind has long been poisoned by the evil one? Have you forgotten that you are one of the victims? Are you not willing strive to save all these survivors out of your love for God? Are you not willing to devote all of your energy to reach? repaying God, the one who loves mankind like his own flesh and blood. How exactly would you comprehend being used by God to live your extraordinary life? And do you really have the resolve and confidence to live the meaningful life? Are the fires God's serving person?